Apple's founder and CEO Steve Jobs making a stunning reversal and apology tonight on that iPhone that was the talk of techland. CNBC's Silicon Valley Bureau Chief Jim Goldman is live in San Jose. Jim.
Yeah, you know, call it iPhone fury with a major drama playing out today. Angry iPhone users who paid full price for the device just 2 short months ago, well, they feel gouged by a steep price cut announced yesterday. They peppered Steve Jobs himself with hundreds of emails, and their furious voices were apparently heard loud and clear.
And this is what the product looks like.
In the midst of all the iPod hoopla from the Apple event on Wednesday, Steve Jobs drops an iPhone bombshell.
We are going to price the 8-gigabyte model of the iPhone at just $399.
A big price cut, shocking hundreds of thousands of iPhone customers, and not in a good way. Many of whom waited hours, even days, to buy one for $200 more just a couple of months ago.
A $200 price cut? What do you mean?
They cut the price yesterday by $200.
What?
But just a day later, after hundreds of angry emails to Steve Jobs himself, thousands more on blogs all over the internet, and a torrent of bad blood, Apple has yet another surprise. Apple issues an apology along with a $100 rebate to all iPhone customers, along with a personal note from Steve Jobs. Quote, "We want to do the right thing for our valued iPhone customers. We apologize for disappointing some of you, and we are doing our best to live up to your high expectations of Apple."
I think it's good because those things are too expensive anyway.
With so much resentment toward a company where image is everything,
one of the 7 wonders of the world,
Steve Jobs trying to answer the call, trying to do right by his customers. Now, Apple's quick response to the online iPhone fury is impressive. The question now for consumers and investors will be, is it just too little too late? Piper Jaffray estimates the rebate will cost the company about $85 million. Melissa, back to you.
Oh, yeah, Wall Street's going to love that. Jim, stay with us. Let's bring in our other Apple insiders, CNET editor-at-large Brian Cooley. Brian, does this mean to you that they priced it wrong in the first place?
They either priced it wrong or they overreached on the sales pace, Melissa. I'm not sure what to think about this. There's no way there was $200 a margin in the iPhone. So they didn't just decide to give back their profit in the name of volume. That just doesn't make sense. So are they taking a bath here because they priced it wrong and sales haven't been as fast as expected? I don't know. It's possible. This is a stunning price cut. And the fact that Steve Jobs comes along is with a mea culpa to go with it proves that, yeah, this wasn't some preordained plan. This was an oops.
Yeah, Jim, what about that? I mean, it sounds like this was a mistake in pricing.
I don't necessarily agree with that. First of all, the margins on the iPhone, if you believe all the third-party market research, are spectacular. So I think there is some serious room to negotiate the price and still leave Apple with a pretty serious profit at the end of the day. As far as a mistake in pricing, you know, Apple could write its own ticket when this thing started. And by stepping up today, I don't necessarily think this is a big oops. I think this is Apple realizing that there was a problem, and they stepped up and said, hey, you know what, we're going to do what we can to do right by our customers. We don't have to do anything, but we are going to try to do something.
And well, are you sure they don't have to do anything? I mean, it's only been 2 months. They lowered the price 33%. Now they're doing a rebate the day later. I mean, it sounds like
This is the technology industry. I'll grant you that the price cut happened a lot sooner than most people thought it was going to happen. But the fact is that prices fall and performance increase. This is Moore's Law. You know, that's what happens with new gizmos and gadgets. The interesting thing here is that there wasn't a bunch of hand-wringing that lasted weeks and weeks and focus groups and let's meet with Wall Street to figure out what they're going to say. You know what? Steve Jobs woke up, read some emails, and said, hey, you know what? Enough's enough. Let's do something about it.
Brian, what happens from here?
There's something odd about the pacing here. 2 months, and the product didn't rev. Apple has never cut the price on a product that I can recall without revving it. This is a case of just saying, you know what? The existing product on the shelves, still new. Something's wrong with the model.
Yeah.
This is an unusual adjustment for Apple.
Time will tell. All right, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.